We're going to bring insight on some things today by the Spirit of God. I was listening to something with my wife yesterday, and there was so much information that was overwhelming and baffling. And I said, I can't listen no more. It was exposing so many things, and I got to the point where, you know what? Even though there's things that are being exposed, the bottom line is your relationship with the Lord. Now, I mean, we can know all the things what the enemy's doing and everything, you know what I'm saying? But without your relationship with the Lord, you got no escape. And, you know, we've heard about grace being the plan of escape. Anyways, I have to be obedient to it. He said, I want you to talk about the plan of escape. It's plan of escape. It's escape. From the moment God created man, he's planning an escape for them. The whole way through. You know, there's a plan of escape every day for you. God will never interfere with your free will. But he knows, because he is God, all the choices you have available. Every choice that you have available, he knows. And his Spirit is trying to lead you to the right choice. And when you make the wrong choice, he's still there to try making a way of escape so you go to the right choice. Amen? That's why it's a simple prayer. Lord, shut the doors that are of you, not of you, and open the doors that are of you. Amen? But then if you're not really hearing what he's saying, you're going to miss it. Again, relationship says, what do you want me to do, Lord? When do you want me to do it, and how do you want me to do it? See, without that, there's no relationship. You always must ask yourself, is this what the Lord's told me to do? If you're not asking yourself that, then you're drifting from relationship. Or you've turned your back from him and said, I got it. I think this is what I'm going to do. See, this is where so many people are led by mental influence and emotional influence. Sometimes people think too much. And it gets them in trouble. Because they want to calculate and analyze, and they always think worse first. Because that's the carnal mind. The carnal mind is always worst first. If you're always thinking the worst first of something, then it's flesh, you're carnal. Why? Because the Spirit isn't that way. And then people react and defend the flesh. Well, there's always a resistance, a refusal, a blame, and never an acceptance. That is the carnal mind. It hates the things of God. The carnal mind hates correction and direction. The carnal mind does not want to submit to the things that pertain to godliness. And it never will. So it's your choice and my choice of which one we're going to allow to lead. Amen? So we're going to allow the Spirit to lead us to a plan of escape all the time. Or you're going to fall into traps all the time. You know, there are people right now that are still battling to come out of all their traps. They spend more time trying to defend themselves and battle getting out of the traps that they've been stepping into. Their whole life is a life of that way. They can only advance so much because they keep going right back into that cycle of traps over and over and over. But thank God he's faithful to make a way of escape. The problem is he makes a way of escape and they go back into the trap again. Revelation 12. Plan of escape. In verse 7. Revelation 12:7. You know, when I was out there using drugs and alcohol, I mean, almost every one of us finally get to a place where I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Well, we got to reach a place where you're finally sick and tired of making a wrong decision or reacting and coming out of the carnal mind. You got to come to a place where you're sick and tired of doing that. Verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought. So they resisted. Amen? There was a battle. It didn't say they surrendered. It said they fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the dragon, the great dragon, was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe without eternity to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that his time is short. I want you to understand this is where we're at. He knows his time is short. Again, war broke out against the rebellious forces of evil. God removed them in heaven. Amen? They rebelled. They were removed from what we call the dimension where God's presence reigns. It's called a third dimension, the presence of God. And they were removed to the second and first dimension. Because the earth at that time, when this happened, dwelt in the first and second dimension. Not only dwells because of the since the fall of Adam, it only dwells in the first dimension. The second dimension is ruled by Satan's kingdom. But at the time before the fall of Adam, the second and first dimension was in the, or was associated with the earth. Salvation and strength and the power of his Christ came to remove humanity from mental and physical slavery by the plan that God has given us. Because mental and emotional or physical slavery is what the enemy brings us to. And that plan of escape is called grace. Amen? It's called grace. You know, there are many individuals that have been diagnosed with schizophrenia, bipolar, and all of these other things. That's mental influence. That's mental bondage. Why? Because it's in your thought patterns. Amen? And Jesus said, I come to free you from that. But there is a process of freedom. So there's not only mental and physical slavery that the enemy brings us to. Those two together bring spiritual slavery. That means that part of them is under the control of evil. Or under the control of the flesh. But the Lord said, I've sent my Christ, salvation, strength, in the power of his presence and his truth. I've sent this to the earth in Luke 4 to free them from slavery. So slavery has been going on for a long time. It's a process that the enemy controls. He loves to put people in bondage or slavery. You and I were born as a slave in this world. It says that we were born in darkness. We were a slave to the flesh. Amen? We were slaves to the flesh. To serve the flesh, its desires, and submit to the ways of the flesh. In Luke 4, not until Jesus came. But from the moment, from this time, the Lord always knew, because he sees all and knows all, that he'd always have a plan of escape for his people. And for those who didn't know him, he would have a plan for them. Luke 4, verse 1, let's speak it together. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But Jesus answered and said to him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word from the word of God." Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you, and your glory. For this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish." This is how he bribes individuals. See, right now, people that are talented, singers, movie actors, whatever they may be talented, I can tell you the devil goes in, because those are God's talents that the powers of darkness want to corrupt. Then they offer them bribes and whatever. Then they offer them wealth, fame, fortune, to be somebody, because they're still looking for an identity. And they find their identity in their wealth. They find their identity in their talents. They find their identity in their structures and the things they do. And the movies they've created, and the sports and the games that they've won. They're still glorying over all of their victories and identity in that. But they've not gained the identity of who they truly were in creation of God. In any association of his image or likeness. And then what the enemy does is then he gets them to sell their soul out to keep it. Hello. He gets them to sell their souls so they can keep it and advance more. And he gets them to do other things so they can maintain their position. He does it today. In verse 7, "Therefore, if you worship me, before all will be yours." And Jesus said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and only him only you shall serve." Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he shall give you his angels charge over you, keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." See, the devil knows the scriptures. And Jesus answered and said to him, "It is said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Now, when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Remember, he was tempting him mentally. Does anybody get it? This was mental temptations. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit of Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as it was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found it, the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to captives, to recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, "I've come to set the captives free. I've come with a plan of escape." The Christ, full of power, went face to face with the devil to overcome every mental and emotional temptation. Because the anointing keeps God's desires. I'm going to say that again. The anointing keeps God's desires. He keeps the plan active for me and you. It is the will of the Father. Remember, Jesus came to fulfill the will of the Father all the way to the end. Five things were very important. He said he declared the truth of escape to expose the enemy of that comes against your escape. That's called preaching the gospel. It is the gospel of truth. Amen. So he came to declare, he came to preach, he came to tell the story about the truth of a way of escape. He came to heal. The second thing he came to is to heal the weary hearts who had no hope, to give them hope. The third thing he said, I'm going to bring freedom from deception and corruption that has enslaved you. The fourth thing he said, I'm going to bring you sight, especially those who've been blinded, so that they can follow the plan of escape. See, once the enemy comes back and reblinds people, they can't follow the plan of escape anymore. And the fifth thing was to free those enslaved that have served darkness their whole life. This was called God's plan of escape. It is the plan of escape. It's always available. It's active all the time. It's our responsibility to step into that plan. Amen? Not reject that plan, but step into that plan. In John chapter 1. Beginning has had a plan to slave mankind. To feed off of mankind. To get fed by their emotions. To get fed by their blood. To get fed by their death. And to get fed by their service. John chapter 1. In verse 14. Is everybody okay? Let's speak it. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full of what? Grace and truth. Grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, this is, was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And of His fullness we have all received grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Again, the plan through Moses was called the law. That was a plan of escape. Amen? It was called the law. Why? So sin could be exposed, but they never got empowered to overcome sin. So their fight was continuously physically for those who were demonized. Individuals that were demonized, giants that were offsprings, the Nephilim. So during Moses' time, in those times, that's what their battle was. It was physical, even though there was a spiritual influence, because these individuals were demonized, possessed, and so forth. And then those were witches and so forth that were servants of Satan's kingdom. You know, people don't even realize how much witchcraft is involved. Listen, Black Lives Matter originated by three witches, and the main person over them is Soros. That's how Black Lives Matter is originated. It's not about Black Lives Matter, because they're actually trying to kill black lives. Does everybody understand it? They're trying to kill all mankind. See, right now we've got 7.9 billion people in the world. They want to reduce it to 500 million or 500 billion, something like that. 500 million. Yeah. This is Satan's plan. 7.9 billion people in the world, they want to reduce population to 500 million. This is the global plan. Listen, their plan has been in effect for 6,000 years. This isn't something that just happened. It's been going on and on, and ever since the fallen angels came down, 200 of them, each one of them representing a certain plan to change DNA. Remember, the battle was removed from the throne room of God, and now it's brought here to the earth. But there's still a battle. Because when Adam fell and Lucifer took his position, Lucifer now rules the earth. So he's brought in all of his cronies, his lieutenants and generals and everything. They've been infiltrating and taking place. They've been altering DNA. They've become shapeshifters. People have no idea that because they've been so boxed in, they're involved in their own little world and never seeing beyond anything else. Is everybody okay? People are being murdered and sacrificed all over the place. But I'm telling you, many of them have been tried to expose. What's his name? A basketball player, Kobe. He was murdered because he was on his way to expose. Zachary Tim from here in Orlando was murdered because he was getting ready to go on a radio station and expose all of the deep state pastors that are in the body of Christ. He was murdered. He didn't overdose, although they make it that way. He was murdered because of the deep state regime that's infiltrated the body of Christ and hold high positions with some of these mega, and I'm not going to mention any pastors, mega churches that are deep state individuals. They are antichrist servants coming as Christians. These people have been murdered left and right. But you don't hear this in the news. You got to find this in the back news where people who know and are associated with what's going on. Is everybody okay? See, so God has had a plan of escape, hasn't he? The whole time. For me and you. Jesus came with the plan. Remember, Moses came with the law to expose and assist the plan. But Jesus came with the plan through the power. Jesus came with what? Power. Hallelujah. Exodus 12. Been working at this for 6,000 years. And for little me and you, we've just been around for, what? Not enough. And we may be around for 80 or so years, you know. I don't think we're going to be around that much longer, but still. Time is running out. We don't really have much time left. Jesus is coming. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 12, verse 1. Let's speak it. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. Egypt is associated with bondage. Who was ruling Egypt? A Nephilim called Pharaoh. This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. You got to remember also, remember, the Jewish calendar is different than the Georgian, whatever it is, Gregorian or... Let's just make it simple. It is a demonic calendar that you and I live in, okay? Every day represents a artificial god. Sun god, moon god, so forth. Every day represents a demonic deity. That's what it's labeled over. So our calendar is a demonic calendar. Anything to keep us from knowing the true dates and what's going on, especially with the Feast of the Lord. Amen. Remember, yesterday started the week of the Feast of the Lord, the Passover. So this coming Friday, we'll celebrate Passover. And we know that all kinds of events happen during all the Lord's feast. There's no coincidence all of these things are lining up right now. Red moons and all the other stuff and all the other feasts that are lining up right now. Feast of Passover. There's no coincidence that there's a ship that's blocking the canal. Hello, does everybody know about that? I'm waiting for them to empty it. I want to know what's in that ship, the Evergreen. It'll never be green. It's a demonic ship. It's owned by the Hillarys, the Clintons. It's cocked sideways in the Suez Canal, stopping all international transportation. It's causing people now, they're throwing out frozen meat, fish, everything. because they can't keep it cold. Ships are backed up. Now they've got to go around another 4,000 or 5,000 miles to try to get the places in the water. They're losing food left and right. See, you got to remember the powers of darkness are trying to kill you. It's true when he says they've come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's not a joke. Now they're trying to starve. Remember, the United States is a critical country globally. The United States is critical. The world looks to the United States. And what they saw just happen is baffling them. Everybody in this country knows that everything was corrupt. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows the score, what's happening right now. If they don't, it's because they're demonized. They're blinded. They don't get it. And they're not going to get it unless they awaken. Now, they may awaken, hopefully not too late. But these are the powers of darkness that's in effect right now. They still can't get that ship out. It's dug right into the shore. I mean, you're talking about a freighter. I mean, this is a huge, gigantic, I mean, it's huge. Freighter with thousands and thousands of containers on it. It's huge. They showed a picture of it. It's one of the largest freighters around. It's cocked sideways in the Suez Canal. Nobody can get in or out. It's been going on for 2 weeks now. Can you imagine 2 weeks of somebody waiting out there, running out of fuel and everything else? This is what's happening right now. Why? Because they're desperate. They know that time is short, and they're going to do everything they can to destroy mankind. Thank God you're covered by the blood. Thank God you got the power of Christ. Amen? Exodus 12. And the Lord told Moses in verse 2, he said, this month shall be your beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father. A lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his father, neighbor next to his house, take it according to the number of persons, according to each man's need. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at what? Twilight. And it shall come to pass of the blood put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled in any all water, but roasted in fire. It shall its head and its legs and its entrails. You shall not let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. Why? Because God was doing a new thing. Nothing remains. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's what? Passover. For I'll pass through the land of Egypt, which means bondage, on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. Oh, I can't wait till that happens. And I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when you see the blood, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. That's why it's good to plead the blood of Jesus over everything, especially your vehicle when you're driving. So this day will be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by the everlasting ordinances. Passover was the final process to free in God's people from 400 years of slavery under Egypt. Amen? Slavery, oppression. Well, from what? From the race of the fallen angels, false deities. Again, the Jewish calendar was removed and pagan calendar that acknowledges all pagan gods and goddesses each day of the week. Again, yesterday was the beginning of Passover until next Friday. The feast of the Lord, no one can interfere with. No one. That's why they're called the feast of the Lord. The feast of the Lord is a part of God's plan of escape. Amen? Remember, Jesus was killed at twilight. His blood was shed. Go to Matthew 27. I believe because what is going on right now, we are about to see a manifestation of Passover. Matthew 27. We're about to see the manifestation of some of the feasts of the Lord here. In verse 45. Is everybody there? Why? Because it's part of God's plan of escape, isn't it? The plan of escape. Praise God. Verse 45, now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land. And about the ninth hour, twilight, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? I know you're not expecting me to speak that language right there, because I'm just going to mess it up, so I'm going to bypass that. Verse 47. Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran to take a sponge and filled it with sour wine and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. Of course, Jesus refused it. And the rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit, and there was twilight. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. In other words, the dimensional port had been opened. The dimensional port. Prior to this, people did not go to heaven. They went to a place. It's not purgatory. Hello? Remember, they went into a place in the earth waiting for heaven to be opened. That's why when Jesus died, where did he go? He went into the depths of the earth, didn't he? And he set them free so they could go to heaven. Does everybody understand that? And so, behold, the veil of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and the many of the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. You know, that freaked out a lot of people. And coming out of the graves, after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now, that really blew a lot of people away. The only ones that rose from the dead at that time were the ones that accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Hello. And those that, when Jesus went to the depths, released them who were in what they called at that time Hades. And they released him, and they went home. Now, he also offered to those who were condemned to accept him. And I can tell you that many refused because they still believe Satan's lie. Hallelujah. Many who still hold positions in darkness. They won't give up their position. They believe Satan is God. It's pretty amazing, but he's not. God created Satan. How can he be God? Hallelujah. Yes. So I call it the dimensional port was opened, a pathway of escape, the way home. Jesus told us about these things, and he expressed that he was the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. The price, the plan, the purpose was freedom. Everything was about freedom from slavery. We still see it going on today. We still see so many things going on. But the enemy has enslaved people through medication, through music, through pornography, through drugs, through alcohol. All of these things. See, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life is slavery. It's all associated with your old man. But we're to be free from those things. We're to have dominion over them because we're free in Christ now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Oh boy. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. We don't grow weary. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our message of escape, the gospel, is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing, because they have no way of escape. Whose minds, hello, that mental bondage, control, whose minds the God of this age, that's Satan and his kingdom and fallen angels, has blinded, who do not believe lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Again, the God of this age has blinded and oppressed individuals so that they're under the evil influence and they refuse the plan of escape. Slavery has been going on since the beginning. You know, so many people relate to slavery as color, race. And much of it was in that arena. But then people, it's not really promoted about it, how many other individuals were brought up in slavery that were just trying to immigrate to this country and then take into slavery. It didn't matter who they were, Mexican, Italy, it doesn't matter, Europeans, black, white, it didn't matter at that time. Slavery was slavery. But they used more Africans than they did anyone else because there was no one there to protect them. They weren't able to battle for themselves. And then there was in January 1st, 1963, through Abraham Lincoln, he said what they call a Emancipation Proclamation. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it. I don't know where they came the name up, but and it was to set the slaves free everywhere. And people don't realize that the purpose of their slavery was because there was a battle between the Union and the Federal. And in this Confederate Union in the North and the South, the Confederate Union was a Democratic Confederate Union. They fought to keep slaves. That Confederate Democratic is still the Democratic Party today. People don't know that. They think it's just Democrat and Republican. No, they are a satanic, ritual, evil party that's infiltrated the United States. They're evil. Their agenda is to destroy America. Their agenda is to kill as many people as possible. They promote war. Oh, they have a falseness to them where they want to help a people. But they draw them in, suck them in, and then hook them. Is everybody okay? In fact, I have it somewhere in here. Here it is. I'm going to read this. The Emancipation Proclamation was a presidential proclamation, an executive order, issued by United States President Abraham Lincoln on September 22nd, 1862. During the Civil War, the proclamation read, that on the first day of January in the year of our Lord, hello, you don't hear that too much, do you? 1863, in that year, all persons held as slaves within our any state or designated part of the state, the people whereof shall then be in rebellion against the United States shall be then, thenceforward, and forever free. And the executive government of the United States, including the military naval authority thereof, will recognize and maintain the freedom of such persons and do not act or and will do no act or any acts to repress such persons or any of them in any efforts they may make for their actual freedom. On January 1, 1863, the proclamation changed the legal status united under the United Federal Code of more than 3.5 million enslaved African Americans that were held in the Confederate states from enslavery, and they became free. As soon as a slave escaped the control of the Confederate government, which is the Democratic Party, either by running away or across the Union lines or through the advance of federal troops, a person was permanently free. Again, God has been sending and fighting for our freedom ever since. He knew that he would have to set a plan of escape because of everything that was going on. He knew where we would come to this day. He knew. Amen? Remember, this was set because the powers of darkness have been fulfilling their agenda for 6,000 years. It's been going on. They've infiltrated everywhere. Their whole purpose is, again, to kill as many people through war, disease, even vaccinations. Let me tell you, don't take that stinking vaccination. You'll be DNA'd. It may not affect you now, but its purpose and end result is to kill you. Disease, something. Through hatred and murder. Look at all the mind control. Look at all the murders that have been going on. Assassinations. Everyone that attempts to expose their high level will be destroyed. Michael Jackson was one. Prince was one also. They were all beginning to turn. They were tighter that way. Every one of them was murdered. And many of the movie stars were murdered. Why? Well, everybody knows that their time wasn't up yet. They were murdered because they were now turning against them. In Romans chapter 1. The enemy is still very good at deception and blindness. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1 verse 18. Anybody there? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the what? The truth. The truth what? To escape. Amen? In unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were what? Darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their own bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. The wrath of God. The wrath of God is being released bit by bit right now. There's being a high explosion. There's a lot of things that are happening that people just don't know. In 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4. Let's speak it together, please. Verse 4, for if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell, who are these? The fallen angels that came in, put on flesh, went into women, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. Did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood of the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil to things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained. They have a heart trained. They are trained for this. They've been groomed for this. In covetousness, practices, and are cursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity, a dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice, restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them freedom, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whom by whom a person is overcome by him alone, he is brought into bondage. For if after they had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they again entangle in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of the righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a soul having washed to his wallowing in the mire. This is what's happening right now. These are these individuals that are ruling countries, that hold positions in political. This is not about Democrat or Republican, because many of the places and positions of Republican, they're fake. They're liars. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. Amen? Go to 1 Corinthians 10. Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. And do not become idolaters as some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them have tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonishment, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to what? To bear it. 2 Timothy chapter 3. The plan of escape. So why don't people step into the plan of escape? Because they're not paying attention. They're too distant from the presence of God now. They can't hear correctly. 3:10, verse 10, let's speak it. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, what happens to me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Is that happening? Yes. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. So our way is not only through the presence of God, but through His Word, which has been written for me and you. Amen? Go to Ephesians 2. Hallelujah! Ephesians chapter 2. You know, I always look at the things in what the Lord talks about. In other words, there's the Trinity of God. There's three chambers in a tabernacle, right? There's the way, the truth, and the life. The three chambers in a tabernacle. In other words, He's the only way out. It's being led by the truth so that you can have a new life. The first three feasts are essential. Passover, Feast of Unleavened. Amen? Think about those and first fruits. Those are essential. It's all about everything that's connected. Everything is going to be manifesting and connected with the feast of the Lord and on these specific days. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, let's speak it. And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were idiots out there, and we were dead in trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ by grace, by the plan of escape. You have been what? Saved. And raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Mark 8, and we'll close here. I got a lot more, but I ain't going. I don't think we need to. Mark chapter 8. Plan of escape. Always making a way. Always. Always making a way. No matter what's going on. Even if you're trying to live healthier and you want to change your diet, you're always making a way. You may be tempted to go do something else. And he says, man, don't do that. Put that Twinkie away. Yeah. Do this. Man, drop it. Okay, Lord. He's always trying to make a way of escape. Man, you know you ate too much sugar today. And don't go get behind me, devil. That was the Lord, okay? Oh yes. Ephesians Mark 8 verse 34. The three process formula. Everybody there? I'm not there. Sheesh. Arise. When He had called, when Jesus called the people to Himself, with His disciples also, He said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's sake will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. That's why it's so important to cross over. Amen? Because you can't deny yourself unless you cross over. That opportunity of worship, wanting to cross over. You know, yesterday when I was my time with the Lord, I think it was yesterday or today, I don't remember. It's all one sometimes. And I began to ask him questions and so forth, and it was like he was saying, why don't you just take a peek? I said, take a peek. And the next thing I know, there was like it's almost like if you're looking in a pond and you want to see what's in the pond, you can't really see what's in the pond so good because there's so much stuff, reflections, whatever. You cannot see until you stick your head in the pond. And then you can see more what's going on. And that's what he began to explain to me. Take a peek. In other words, cross over. Cross over and you'll see more things that's going on. That's why people don't see what's going on. They're not willing to cross over. They're not willing to pay the price. And they're not willing to stay there long enough to see what's actually happening. Amen? That's a responsibility for me and you. Crossing over and staying there. So many times people are wanting to, once the presence of God comes, then they want to run. They want to do something else or get busy with, they get a little touch and boom, okay, I'm good. No, you want saturation. Amen? I don't want to touch anymore. I want to be slammed. I want to be run over by the glory. I mean, that's how we should be now. Why? We need God's presence. We need his power. We need his truth. We cannot overcome what's going on out there without it. And look at how many people are going back to the world. Many. They're getting caught up. Why? Because they can't overcome. The Bible says what? Submit to God. Then you can resist the devil. They can't resist. Those mental influences and emotional desires are overtaking them and bringing them back into bondage. But thank God we've got a way of escape, and you carry the message of escape. Amen? Be ready and be prepared. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let this be sealed, so it may grow and bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' name.